上我的肉体，享有神圣的我慈爱的主。
亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师讲到圣灵系列的信息。今天的题目是耶和华的灵降在基甸的身上，让我们一起来分享。
Our subject on these sunny nights for a while has been the Holy Spirit.
最近我们主日晚上的主题一直是在讲圣灵。
And we've been speaking a few times about it.
我们已经讲了几次。
And tonight I want to give you a testimony in the scriptures.
今天晚上我要给你圣经有一处的见证。
Of how a man, a certain individual, and he has his testimony written in the book of Judges, chapter 6.
就是有一个人，他的见证是写在《士师记》第六章的。
We were in that same book.And chapter this morning, in the message this morning.
今天早上我们主日的讯息也是讲同样一章。
And it is about the story of Gideon.
这是有关基甸的故事。
See, we read over there in the sixth chapter and the 34th verse.
我们在第一章，对不起，第六章三十四节里面读到。
But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon.
耶和华的灵降在基甸身上。
Now, when it says come upon, that's what we call the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
当讲到降在人的身上的时候，这就是我们所称的圣灵的
洗。When he comes into us, that's conversion. But when he comes upon us, that's for action. That's for works.
当他进到我们里面的时候，那是我们回转的时候。但是当他降在身上的时候，这是让我们能够工作的时候。
In the book of Acts and...The second chapter says the Holy Spirit came upon them.
在《使徒行传》第二章有讲到说，圣灵降在他们的身上。
And equipped them for ministry.
就装备好他们，让他们能够服事。
With giftings and faith and anointings.
使他们有恩赐、有恩膏、有信心。
So now we read that the Spirit came upon Gideon.
所以现在我们读到神的灵降在基甸的身上。
Now that's in the 34th verse.
这在第三十四节。
That is not in the first verse.
这不是在第一节。
And that is not in the 14th verse.
也不是在第四十节。
And that is not in any other verse until we get to the 34th verse.
这不在任何一节，直到我们到了第三十四节。
In other words, some things happen first.
换句话说，有一些事情先发生了。
The day of Pentecost, when the disciples were all filled with the Holy Spirit,
五旬节的那天，当圣灵，当门徒们都被圣灵充满。
Was at least 30 years, at least 3 years after they had met and walked with Jesus.
那是他们遇见耶稣跟耶稣同行至少是三年以后的事。
That didn't happen when they first met Jesus.
这不是他们一遇见耶稣就发生的事情。
Nor even the first year.
甚至不是在第一年发生的。
It didn't happen until 3 years had gone by.
这事情是过了三年以后才发生。
And until the cross had gone by,
而且也已经经过了十字架。
And until after the resurrection,
也经过了复活。
And then it came upon them.
然后才临到他们的身上。
In other words, there are things that come first.
换句话说，有一些事情要先发生的。
In other words, how do we really receive the Holy Spirit?
换句话说，我们到底是怎么样来领受圣灵的呢？
The Bible uses the word receive.
圣经上说你要接受、领受。
Now, I do not understand your Chinese grammar and verbal system.
我不晓得你们中文的文法，还有你们的语言的系统。
But in our English system and in the Greek system,
但是在英文还有希腊文的语言里面，
receive is an active word.
接受这是一个主动的字
Though it sounds like a passive word
虽然听起来像是一个被动的字
For instance, to receive something means that someone gives you something and you just receive it
譬如说接受东西就是别人给你个东西你就去接受了
But it is not really that simple
但其实不是这么简单
For instance, the word is used in scripture in the same way for a man receiving his wages
譬如像在圣经里面用同样一个字来说一个人接受去得着他的工价
But when a man receives wages, what does he do?
但是当一个人接受他的工价他的薪水的时候他做了什么呢
Does he wait in the house till his employer comes and puts the money through a slot in the door?
他难道是坐在家里面等着他的老板来把钱从门缝里塞进来吗？
No, no, that's not the way it's done.
不是的，事情不是这样做成的。
If he sits and waits for it, he's going to wait a long time.
如果他要坐在那里等的话，他会等很久的。
He has to go and present his claim.
他必须去。
And if necessary, prove his claim.
讲说他应该领薪水的，而且要证明。
And then the owner gets the money ready.
然后老板就把钱准备好。
And he has to extend his hand.
他必须把手伸出来。
And no, that's not enough.
这样子还不够。
Wait a minute.
等一等。
You're trying to cheat me.
你想要骗我。
He's not ready to receive it yet.
他还没有预备好可以接受。
Until he's satisfied, that's the right amount. Then he closes his hand upon it and puts it in his pocket. Now, that's a lot of action, isn't it?
直到他看到那个钱的数目对了，然后他才把他的手给握起来，收到他的口袋里。
He had to do several things to receive his wages.
他要接受去得到他的薪水，他必须做几件事。
You receive a cup of tea.
你接受一杯茶。
But wait a minute.
但是等一等。
If here my sister has her hands crossed like that.
譬如我的姐妹她的手这样子的。
How is she going to receive a cup of tea that way?
如果她手这样子。
The only way to receive it in your face.
她怎么样能够去拿一杯茶呢？这样子的话，你只会碰到你的脸。
No, she has to put herself into action, doesn't she?
不，她必须要有行动。
And then she, well, wait, I would like a little sugar in it. I'm not quite ready yet. Can you have some sugar? Or do you have some lemon? Or do you have some milk?
说哎，要不要加点糖？还是要加点牛奶？加点柠檬
？You see, all that comes first, doesn't it?
这一切都必须先有。
And so there are things that come first before the Holy Spirit comes to us, and we can receive it.
所以在圣灵临到我们能够接受之前，必须先有一些事情。
And if you look back in this story, it's a testimony. It's a very compressed testimony.
如果你来看这个故事的话，这个故事是一个非常浓缩的故事。
There's a lot in this chapter, but almost every word means something.
这一章里面有很多东西，几乎每一句话都有它的意义。
The first thing, they needed the Holy Spirit.
首先，他们需要圣灵。
They needed help.
他们需要帮助。
That's where our relationship with God usually begins. It's when we need help and we can't help ourselves.
这就是我们跟神关系开始的地方，通常都是我们有需要帮助，但是我们得不着帮助。
In this particular case, the nation was in captivity.
在这个情况下，那整个国家处在被掳的光景。
They couldn't get out themselves.
他们自己没有办法脱离。
They needed help.
他们需要帮助。
And so, they needed the Holy Spirit's help.
所以他们需要圣灵的帮助。
But first, some things had to take place.
但是必须先发生一些事。
The first thing that happened, God found a man, and we won't go into that part of it.
发生的事情是神先找到了一个人，这部分我们不说。
And he sent an angel unto him.
他差遣一位使者到他那里去。
Now this man wasn't expecting angels.
这个人他并没有期待神的使者。
I don't know if he even believed in angels.
我不晓得他甚至相不相信有神的使者。
If you've never seen one.
如果你从来就没有看见过。
And you never really heard much of one, except way off somebody testified.
也没有真正听说过，除了说在远处有某些人跟你做见证以外。
They're certainly not the first things in your mind.
这当然不是你先会想到的事情。
And Gideon was not thinking of angels; he was thinking of his harvest.
基甸没有在想神的使者，他想的是他的收成。
And this angel must have scared him to death.
这位神的使者一定把他吓坏了。
For two reasons.
有两个原因。
First, as a captive.
第一个，因为他是被掳的人。
He found a little hidden valley someplace where he could raise a crop and get away with it because his enemies wouldn't permit it.
他在一个隐秘的山谷里面找到一个地方，想要能够有些收成，因为敌人不容许他们有收成。
Maybe worked at night or holidays or something. Anyway, he got away with it.
他在晚上工作或者在假期的时候工作，让敌人没有发现。
Prepared the ground, he sowed the seed.
他预备了土地，撒种。
Took care of it, he watched it every day until.
他去照顾那个
，When he was ready to harvest, he had harvested it, and he had threshed it, and was all ready to take home, and they hadn't caught him.
那他都把这些收成，然后他终于收成了，又把那些谷子都打好了，终于准备好要带回家，而且没有被逮着。
My family can eat this year.
他很高兴说，今年我的家人有东西吃了，他很高兴。
Nobody had seen him. Nobody knew. I don't think he ever told his family about it.
没有人看见过他，也没有人知道这回事。我想他甚至没有告诉自己的家人。
And he's standing there by that heap of grain, ready to take it home. He's so happy.
他站在那一堆的谷子面前，很高兴准备要带回家。
And there was a stranger standing.
然后他看一看，忽然有一位陌生人站在那里。
They got him. That's the first thing that came to his mind.
被逮到了。
They got me.
这是他想到的第一件事。
Kill me and rob everything I've got now.
他们现在会把我杀死，要把我的一切都给夺走。
Disillusion.
他觉得非常的失望。
What a fall in his whole thinking, in his mind, in his spirit.
他整个人都沉下去了。
He just stood there.
他就站在那里。
The man started talking to him.
这个人开始跟他说话。
He didn't know it was an angel.
当然他不晓得这是神的使者。
And he didn't appear like an angel with glorious wings and shining
lights. 他看起来也不像是天使一样有很荣耀的翅膀，有闪光。
He came as a man, that's what he did.
他来像人的样子。
And the angel appeared and said to him,
天使向他显现对他说，
Aha, I caught you, what have you been doing?
嗨，我逮着你了，
no,
你在干什么？
He didn't say that at all. Angels don't say that.
不，他没有这样说，天使不会这样说的。
He said to Gideon,
他对基甸说，
He said, the Lord is with you.
他说，耶和华与你同在。
You're a man of valor.
你是大能的勇士。
He just got the fright of his life.
他才刚刚吓得要命。
Valor? Me? Who are you talking about?
啊，我是勇士啊，你在讲谁啊？
You scared me out of my wits.
你已经让我吓坏了。
I've been hiding all year trying to get away with this.
我一整年都在躲躲藏藏的想要逃过去。
And then you know what he did?
然后你知道他做了什么吗？
Now this is God appearing to him for the first time in his life.
这是神在他一生当中第一次对他显现。
This is his awakening, the fact that there is a God.
这是一个唤醒，让他知道这个事实就是有神。
This is awakening of his in his understanding as well as his faith.
这对于他的了解还有他的信心都是一个唤醒。
God has now come to him.
神现在临到他了。
He's been doing a lot of praying, but it didn't do him any good, apparently.
他一直在有许多的祷告，但是显然这些祷告对他没有任何的好处。
So many times we get discouraged in praying because things don't happen when we think they ought to.
往往我们祷告的时候变得灰心了，因为事情没有按照我们所以为的时候发生。
I've tried and tried, and I cannot figure out how God's clock runs.
我一直试着想要去了解，但是我还是没有办法明白神的时钟到底是怎么走的。
Neither his clock nor his calendar matches mine.
神的时钟跟他的日历都跟我的不合。
Some of the things that Gideon said, you see that he's been praying.
基甸讲了一些话，你可以明白说他一直在祷告。
And got tremendously discouraged in his prayers.
而神让他的祷告非常的灰心。
And so he started arguing with the angel.
所以他开始跟神的使者争论了。
That's normal.
这是正常的。
When God begins to come to us, we usually start arguing with him.
当神临到我们的时候，我们通常会开始跟他争论。
The Samaritan woman at the well, when Jesus met her, started arguing with Jesus.
那个撒玛利亚的妇人在井边，当耶稣遇见她的时候，她就开始跟耶稣争论了。
Usually we do.
我们通常会这样做。
And the argument usually starts with why.
这争论通常的开始是说为什么。
And that's what he did.
这就是基甸做的事情。
If God be with us, why?
神若和我们同在。为什么
well, that's a long story. In fact, I have a book written on this, so if you want to read it, you can read it.
这故事很长哦，我写了一本书，你如果要读的话，你可以读。
But what I'm really getting at tonight is just the fact that first comes an awakening, the reality of God.
但是我今天晚上要讲的就是说，首先会临到我们的是一种觉醒，感觉到神的真实。
However, we begin to respond is not so important.
我们怎么样开始怎么样回应并不是那么重要。
The important thing is that God came to him with a purpose of revealing himself to him.
重要的是神临到他带这个目的就是要将神自己启示给他。
There has to come the awakening.
必须有这样子的唤醒。
You read in the story of the prodigal son.
你们可以读到在浪子的故事里面。
He was in the pig pen.
他本来在猪圈里。
He'd been a long time doing his own thing.
他做自己的事情已经做了很久了。
But the story of the prodigal son really begins.
但是浪子故事真正的开始是有几个小小的字。
He came to himself.
就是他醒悟过来，他明白了自己。
There was that awakening.
有个唤醒。
There's a realization that things are real and I'm in trouble.
他开始明白说事情是真实的，我现在有麻烦了。
And it's not God's fault.
这不是神的错。
And that's where he started.
这就是他开始的方式。
Why has God done this?
神为什么做这样的事情呢？
And he had a lot of whys.
他有很多的为什么。
You know,It's good, especially for young people, to ask a lot of questions of God.
你知道，尤其是对年轻人来讲，问神很多问题是好的。
Why am I here?
我为什么在这里？
Why are things like they are?
事情为什么是这样子的？
What can I do about it?
我能够怎么样来做呢？
Is there reality?
是否有真实呢？
You know, those are fine questions.
你知道，这些是好的问题。
And they're good to be asked if you're honest enough to wait or seek for answers.
如果你够诚实，能够等待，能够去寻求答案的话，这是好的。
And in spite of the fact he was asking these kind of questions to God,
尽管他在问神这一种问题，
the angel wasn't upset.
天使没有生气。
Well, he said, if God be with us, why things like this? Where are all his miracles our father told us about? Didn't God bring us out of Egypt?
他说
Why has he left us? And he just asked all these questions.
他说神若和我们同在为什么我们会遭遇这样的事情呢他奇妙的作为在哪里呢他不是像我们列祖所说的把我们从埃及领出来的吗
In other words, he knew about God. He had the knowledge up here. He had it in his head.
换句话说他知道有关神的事情他在脑子里面有一些关于神的知识。
But he was a man that was questioning.
但是他是一个会发问的人。
He was a man that was thinking.
他是一个在思考的人。
He was a man that was meditating.
他是一个在默想的人。
These questions didn't originate in a second.
这些问题不是在瞬间就产生的。
When these came bursting out of his lips right in the face of the angel.
当这些问题他面对天使的时候就直接的说出来了。
He didn't even say hello to the angel.
他甚至没有跟天使说
hello. He didn't even welcome him.
也没有欢迎天使。
He wasn't even courteous.
他甚至也不是很客气的。
He just spouted.
他就是这样子说出来
了。As soon as the name of God was mentioned, he spouted.
当一提到神的名字的话他就脱口而出。
That tells me a lot about him.
这就能够告诉我很多有关基甸的事。
That tells me there was a lot in there to come out.
这就告诉我它里面有很多的东西出来了。
He'd been troubled with the way life is.
他一直因为生活的方式而感到困
难。We're on this world.
我们在这个世上。
Don't kid yourself. This world's full of troubles, isn't it?
这个世界充满了困难。
As much as we struggle to get through and try to keep on top of things, it's a fight.
尽管我们拼命的努力想要在碰到事情的时候能够保持在上面但是这是一个挣扎
And he was in that fight.
他在这个挣扎当中
He was struggling for life.
他在挣扎的想要谋
生 With all kinds of enemies they weren't supposed to have.
因为他们有各种各样的敌人
But they did have.
他们本来不应该有但是却有
And he knew God had let it come but why?
他知道神让这些事情发生但是为什么
And he just spouted.
他就这样子一直说出来
And in a sense it was discourteous
从某一方面来说他这样子是没有礼貌的
But the angel wasn't upset
但是天使没有生气
He liked it
他喜欢这样子
Yes, he liked it
是的他喜欢这样子
He said and the angel of the Lord looked upon him and said Go and this is your might
神就跟他说你去你就靠这个能力去
In other words I'm glad you've been doing. I'm glad you're asking. I'm glad you're looking at things this way.
换句话说，他说我很高兴你这样子问，我很高兴你这样子看事情。
I'm glad you're not just shrugging your shoulders. Well, we'll just get through the best we can.
我很高兴你没有说耸耸肩说，哎呀，我们只是在这样子勉强过日子而已。
No, he wasn't.
不，他没有这样子。
He wanted something done about it.
他想要对这个事情来处理。
He mentioned the deliverance from Egypt.
他提到曾经脱离埃及人。
In his head he knew we have a great God, but where is he?
他的头脑里面知道说我们有一位伟大的神，但是这位神在哪里呢？
We have a God that can deliver us, but we're sunk.
我们有一位神能够拯救我们，但是我们却在下沉。
We're God's people and the devil's got us.
我们是神的百姓，但是却被魔鬼给攻击。
Go in this thy might.
神去跟他说你靠着能力去。
You're the kind of man I want.
你就是我要的这种人。
A man that won't accept things as they are.
你是不会接受事情现状的人。
It won't accept defeat lying down.
不会接受失败的人。
It won't accept the hopelessness. It won't accept the fact there is no remedy.
不会接受这种绝望，不会接受说已经没有办法解决了。
He didn't say, Yes, Angel, I know. We're a lot. We're messed up, and it's too late. Why didn't you come 20 years ago and we could have helped us? But it's too late now. We got it.
基甸没有说，哎呀，我们现在一团糟啊！你为什么不20年前来帮助我们呢？现在已经太迟了，没有用了。
No, he was a fighter looking for answers.
不，基甸他是一个勇士，他想要得着答案。
And the angel said, "I like that."
天使说，我喜欢这个。
And so, passing by any more of it, just the fact that there was the awakening.
所以我不多说，我只想说有一种觉醒。
God came to him.
神临到了他。
And gave him a promise.
神给他一个应许。
You're going to be delivered, and you're the man who's going to lead it.
你将会得释放，你，你们将会得释放，而你会是带领的人。
And then Gideon came back with some more questions.
然后基甸就带着更多的问题来了。
How can I save Israel?
我怎么能够拯救以色列呢？
My family is a poor family, and we're not rich, and we're not leaders, and we're not belong to anybody, and I'm the least of my father's house. How in the world am I going to do it? And he just spouted again.
我家是很贫穷的，我一点办法都没有。我在我父家是最小的。他又这样子脱口而出了。
And the Lord didn't get unhappy with that.
主对这件事情也没有生气。
And he still hasn't even welcomed him.
基甸还是没有欢迎他。
He's too hyper.
他太兴奋紧张了。
And so the Lord said, I'm going to go with you.
所以主跟他说，我要跟你一起去。
I'm going to be with you, and you're going to smite the enemy.
我要和你同去，你就必击打敌人。
And then, in his spouting, he comes out with his doubts.
然后他这样子一直说话的时候，把他的怀疑也说出来了。
Well,All right, give me a sign.
好，你给我一个证据。
Give me a sign that you're really a messenger, an angel from God, and are talking with me. Maybe I'm just dreaming this.
给我一个证据，好，让我知道你真的是神的使者在跟我说话。或许我只是在这边做梦，你根本不是真实的。
Having hallucination, and I'm talking to an hallucination.
或许我只是有一个幻觉，我在跟我的幻觉说话。
How do I know you're real?
我怎么知道你是真的呢？
How do I know we're even talking?
我怎么知道甚至我们有在讲话呢？
He was really doubting, wasn't he?
他真的是在怀疑了。
He talked to a man and said, I don't know if you're real or not.
他在跟一个人说，我不晓得你到底是不是真实的。
So give me a sign.
所以你给我一个证据。
And the angel very kindly gave him that.
天使就很和蔼地把这个证据给他。
And then the angel disappeared.
然后天使消失了。